One of the most infamous residents of Copp's Hill would be the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Cotton Mather. Now, Cotton Mather was either a saint or a demon, depending on whom you talk to. Of course, his great credits include helping to rescue the city of Boston from smallpox by harnessing the knowledge of inoculation. However, Cotton Mather is most often remembered for his involvement in the Salem witch trials, those events in 1692 wherein 19 people were hanged and one man pressed to death. However, what is often not realized is that Cotton Mather was of course asked to Salem to serve as an expert, to examine those girls who seemed to be under the effects of witchery, because he began the witch hysteria in New England, not in Salem in 1692, but in Boston in 1688, when three young girls, the O'Neill daughters, began to exhibit strange behavior, suddenly go into fits, foaming at the mouth, or falling into a state of catatonia, not even blinking for days, and then suddenly having convulsions so violent their normal physicians feared their spine would snap. When medical science could determine no cause for these strange afflictions, Cotton Mather was asked to examine the O'Neill children. It was known that he had skills in spiritual sciences that medical doctors did not understand. These skills included an in-depth knowledge of the Malleus Maleficarum, the definitive witch hunter's guide. Cotton Mather spent 3 days in isolation with the O'Neill children. When he emerged, he declared that they suffered the effects of witchery and that an old washerwoman had bewitched them. That woman was put to death. So naturally, Cotton Mather was asked to help Salem sort out their witch problem. And as a result of the witch hysteria, Cotton Mather himself also became a victim. Cotton Mather's father, Increase Mather, was the president of Harvard University. And as was the custom of the time, Cotton Mather was supposed to inherit Increase's chair on the board. However, post-Salem witch trials, Harvard, breaking with tradition, denied Cotton Mather the position. He had become too controversial a figure, and Harvard wanted nothing to do with him. Cotton Mather was furious at this attack on his character. But he was not a man easily thwarted. Realizing there was no way for him to get the chair at Harvard, he began to correspond with a friend of his, a wealthy financier in Britain, and the two men went on to found another school in the wild and woolly land of Connecticut. You see, the backer's name was Elihu Yale. I'm sure you can guess which university Cotton Mather became the first president of.